Good morning. Happy, happy Friday. Woo! Here we are. It is 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah, welcome to it, man. And the temperature's actually dropping, so you might want to be a jacket-wearing fellow, even if you think you're a tough guy this morning.
You're no Bob Rose. You don't have 473 jackets.
I just needed, any excuse is a good excuse to wear one. You know, there it goes.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete Hegseth is still on the bubble. No confirmation or denial or anything so far. Kind of in a holding pattern. For now, if we find out anything different, we'll let you know. But right now, I've got a special guest in the studio, author of a brand new book, and this is his first book. His name is Kane Davis, and the book is Black Leaders No More. Good morning, Kane. How you doing?
Good morning. Glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
I had the pleasure of meeting you too many years ago. It's been a while. And I know that you have been active in politics, and you're a conservative man and a man of color. What was the impetus to write this book, Black Leaders No More?
Simply because leadership matters. No matter whether you have a family or you're running a major corporation, the leadership matters. And if you look at the leadership results, the outcomes that have been produced by black leaders, it's horrible. Whether you look at economic, social, any measure you want to look at, blacks are either at the very bottom or near the bottom. And that's a direct reflection of leadership.
Well, yeah, I mean, the issues that folks in the black community are dealing with are not new.
Not at all.
They've been around for a long time, and many of them keep voting for the same party that if they don't have a solution, you got to try something different. In this last election, we've probably seen the most movement we may have ever seen of blacks and Hispanics voting for Republican.
Yes, and I think a part of what this book does is kind of put the dots together, which I think a lot of people are not aware of. And I think a lot of particularly black males are putting these dots together and saying, this is not working for me, it's not working for my family, and it's not working for my country.
Well, and we know that the mainstream media has had a great influence on people. And if that's the only place where you're getting your information and news, it's understandable why half the country thinks the way they do. You have an acronym you use in your book. It's called BLMD. And sometimes you're referring to a cult. But what does the BLMD stand for?
The BLMD stands for Black Leaders, Liberals, the Media, and the Democratic Party. I think combined, this cabal is not only destroying the black community, but they are destroying our country. And it makes no sense that so many of us are standing by allowing them to do this. Our children and grandchildren, they simply do not have the opportunities I have. I'm 66 years old. My grandson in this country on this path would not have the same opportunities as a guy who was born when we didn't have these civil rights laws.
I know. It really is crazy when you think of it in those terms, and how else can you look at it? So I know in the book your early influences obviously were your father. So was your father a conservative? So you have these principles and ideals, and you give him a lot of credit there. I'm just wondering what it was like to be a black man with all these conservative ideas and then even, becoming a Republican.
I think like so many fathers, particularly black fathers, during my time, they just believed in working. They believed that if they didn't earn it, they don't deserve it. And they believed in taking care of their families, being prideful of their families. You look historically, the numbers that relates to fathers in the household for black families, it was much higher than it is today. But yet we're much more educated. We have all of these black leaders in positions of power. We've had a black president, a black vice president. The Congress is full of black elected officials. In every area, our success appears to be going down and in the wrong direction.
Well, yeah, and I think from a cultural perspective, because we try to fix these things using government, using education, we try to fix them, throw money at it. But at the end of the day, it is a cultural issue, I think. See if you agree. You spoke about your father, what an influence he was. what is going on with so many black kids growing up without a real father figure?
Well, I think that is part, and this is what I talk about in the book. We do not connect the dots. I think this cabal, the BLMD, they figured out a long time ago, if we can separate the family, and it's not just black families they are doing this to, the problems within the black community is much greater, but it's happening throughout America. If they could separate the family, if they could basically dilute the role of what a father is, if they could dilute the role of a mother, like if you look particularly and you think, name a black female leader who you would equate to somebody like a Coretta Scott King or Rosa Williams or Rosa Parks.
Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza Rice. Those individuals, they are people of dignity. When I think of most black female leaders today, I think of people like Maxine Waters. I think of people who have really embarrassed this country, have not done anything for this country, and certainly have not done anything for the black community. You look at their initiatives, the things they do, this whole invasion of illegal aliens. That is not new, and we watch black citizens beg black leaders to do something about it, and they were ignored. And in my book, I talk about how black representatives, they don't represent black people. They represent the LGBT community. They represent the abortionists. They represent the illegal aliens. I mean, they really have represented everybody but black people, and that's why the interests of black people is not being addressed. There's nobody representing them.
It is shameful to know that, you know, the poverty rate was about 15%, and then LBJ came out with these programs and all that, and we still have a poverty rate that's about 15%, but as you mentioned, but the American family is falling apart, and we saw it first and more obvious, I think, in black communities. So that kind of, I guess, serves as a litmus test where the Democrats can go, yep, tearing apart the family kind of keeps everybody under government control to some extent. And, you know, they're not chains, but if you're counting on that government check every month, it might as well be.
Yes. And that is exactly what's happened. It's like a drug. They get you hooked, and then you have to listen to them. And when they are, like now, Trump is in office. So what happens? All they want to do is fight. Now, a good leader would say, you know what? Trump is in office. We need to be sitting down with the new president trying to see if we could help the people we represent. But what they are choosing to do is fight. And fighting is not going to produce any positive results for not just black people, but American citizens. And that's the problem with our black leadership and this whole cabal.
Well, back to the old days of JFK and his philosophies about less taxes and the economy growing, and that it's like a rising tide. It lifts all ships. So we are all in this together in many ways. But one of the things I find interesting is it looks like maybe finally some parts in Chicago, you have some people that I think always would have voted Democrat are waking up to the issues. The illegal immigration, I think, has woken a lot of them up. And I've heard many of them speaking out now. Do you think we're seeing the beginning of a sea change, if you will, where, you know, you're not going to be called names for being a conservative or supporting a Republican?
I think it's temporary unless we decide to organize. And when I say we, I'm talking about all Americans who believe that we need to do something differently.
Well, I love what you're talking about, and you experienced it firsthand. And you wrote about it, Black Leaders No More, the new Black American mindset, where accountability and self-reliance equal success. Author Kane Davis, thanks for being with us. What is the best and easiest way for people to get a hold of your book?
KaneDavis.com. And the book we're going to release in Black History Month. But KaneDavis.com, I actually just got on X a few days ago, so you can help me out there. It's at DavisKane1502.
1502. All right. And thanks again. It's good to see you. It's been a while.
Thank you.
All right. 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got your headlines and more. It's all coming up. Happy Friday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Sometimes it's fun to take a little visit to Lefty Land.
Yeah.
It makes you feel better about your own life and your own government.
Is that like an amusement park or something? Or?
Kind of. Yeah. Lefty losers and how their loser policies affect the everyday working person, and they still haven't quite caught on to it. But here we are. It is 8:22, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we appreciate your support very much. Also, a reminder, because we won't be on the air tomorrow, but I never want to forget about mentioning the day that'll live in infamy, as FDR said. Pearl Harbor Day is tomorrow. Yep, December 7th. So keep that in mind. Share that with the younger people. I don't know if that gets talked about as much as it should.
I seriously doubt it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So
sadly, sad to say, we doubt it.
Hey, it was, you know, I got to say, it was my mom that some of these dates are the ones that she really pushed, and that's why, really? You know, it helps me to remember. Well, look, a patriotic family. My grandfather, you know, was in the Navy and then worked for the shipyard in Philadelphia his whole life.
Oh, wow.
And my mom worked there as a civilian in the Navy Yard as well for many years. So, yeah, it's part of part of who I is.
That's very nice.
So here's your lefty policy.
Uh-oh.
Hey, we're here to help the working man. So, so we're going to raise the minimum wage. Now, you've heard about this in California especially.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out that California has lost over 6,000 fast food restaurant jobs just since September of 23, and that's because increasing the fast food minimum wage. This is an analysis that was just released Thursday by Employment Policies Institute.
What did we say was going to happen?
We said it'll be a job killer.
Yes.
And here's the bad thing that's even worse. There's been many restaurants, chains and individually owned, that have closed as a result.
Yep.
So, you know, somebody's doing a great job and maybe even making a decent wage because they put in some time, they gained experience, they became more valuable, they got paid more because the owners realized they had real value. Well, it impacts everybody. When the restaurant closes, everybody loses their job. So prior research shows that some California restaurants began bracing for the increase before the law took effect. So the numbers are probably far worse than what we're talking about. Do you understand?
Yeah.
They see it coming down the pike. It's going to be implemented. You start thinning the herd early.
Yep.
Because you know you've got to make
it's
payroll.
Coming. Yep.
Yeah. And there you have Mr. Perfect here, Governor Gavin Newsom. He signed it into law. It was September of 23, increased minimum wage for fast food restaurant employees so that they must be paid at least $20 per hour. And fast food chains have announced business changes ahead of when the bill was implemented, and that meant laying off delivery drivers and menu price hikes, etc. Newsom claimed that there have been several positive impacts from the policy, including job growth and improved working conditions.
Okay.
Now, I don't know where the governor found his data.
He's smoking something out there in California.
Well, let's just inject, you know, data that I've been born with. It's called logic. So let's employ that for just a moment. And we've all been in the workplace. We know how this works. When the herd thins out, they generally don't say, yeah, just keep doing what you're doing. They generally say, well, there's probably going to be some additional small duties for you folks that are fortunate enough to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, a little bit here and there. And then it happens again and then again. Anyway, so I'd like to know what the job growth is that he's talking about. I mean, this data collecting agency, it's all they do, says, no, we lost over 6,000 jobs. That doesn't account for the ones that were lost right before the law went into effect. So what does he mean, job growth? Well, there's no job growth. There's job loss.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, improved working conditions. Uh-uh. No way. Mm-hmm. No way. No. Put yourself in that position. You're the owner. Okay? $20 an hour. You know what your payroll has been. You know what you can afford. Now everybody, every Tom, Dick, and Harry walks into place, signs an application, and you're desperate for help, you hire at $20 an hour.
Wow.
and somehow that will improve working conditions? No, it won't, because it goes back to that you're going to be expected to do, you know, the part of the job of somebody who's not there anymore. And that makes improved working conditions.
So work harder, Bob, and we're going to pay you less.
But enough about inspiring. Enough about radio, Greg. Let's stick to the fast food thing. But I mean, and here we go. This is it. They sell it to you as a feel-good, do-good thing. But in the end, it actually ends up being hurtful. And this can't measure the morale of employees who work their way to $19, $20, $21 bucks an hour, and well worth every penny of it. And then somebody walks in the door with no experience. You have to train them. They're dumber than a box of rocks. And you still get your $21.50 an hour, and they're starting at $20 bucks an hour. Yeah, and you can't really measure that destruction of morale.
Absolutely.
That's why, you know, politicians that haven't been in business, own businesses, shouldn't have so much power over those who do.
Maybe that's why it's good we're seeing a lot of business people in this next administration.
Amen, brother.
Just saying.
Yep. It is 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Have they found the shooter yet of the CEO in New York? More and more information is coming out. We'll share some of that with you, as well as all the other headlines and important things and fun stuff, too, because it is Friday. 97.3, The Sky. It is another day in paradise, my friends, and it is also Friday on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:34. Yeah, and the temperature has been dropping. What are we looking at for a high today? Like 68?
60-ish. Oh, no.
I mean, oh, no, not even that
60-ish
high.
In the, ish. But you're right. Like in Gainesville, it was 57 when we got here. It's 52 now. Ocala was like low 60s at 57 now. So it's just, it's been a little front coming through. But again, we should still get back to 60-ish or so.
That's why I wore the classic denim look with the sheep fur around it. Imported sheep from Ireland. I doubt it. The whole thing is probably made in Pakistan. But anyway.
And it's all fake.
But anyway.
Moving on.
Keep me warm. It's a look that harkens back to a cop on horseback.
Oh.
McLeod was his name.
Dennis Weaver.
Dennis Weaver.
Riding that horse down the streets of New York City.
Taking him on the Wayback Machine. Hey, while we're on the Wayback Machine, there's supposed to be a special edition of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
That is going to be 60 years old this year.
Is that crazy?
Wow. And it's a 75-minute special version. It's got a lot of bloopers, outtakes.
He's making things up at this point. Yeah.
Some of the elves were just, there was some inappropriate behavior, but by today's standards, like, you could do that more.
Absolutely. It's on primetime TV.
That's,
so like 8 o'clock tonight. Should be fun.
8 o'clock tonight on NBC.
So if you like a little reminiscing, little LRB, little reminiscing of your childhood.
I caught the little River Band reference there. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Well done. All right. You got big plans? What's going on? Are you going to go to the parade tomorrow in Gainesville where Shaquille O'Neal is going to be the Grand Marshal?
Well, who wouldn't? It's Shaquille O'Neal.
Kicks off at noon on West University. Get there early, get a chair, get a blanket, and rah-rah, have fun and enjoy. Yeah. It is a GNV holiday thing, but it's a Christmas parade in our minds and hearts.
I can't use that word in Gainesville.
Christmas, Christ, Jesus Christ.
I love it. That's nice.
And he loves us.
I know.
That's why I feel confident that I can say that.
Absolutely.
Because if I lose my job today, the good Lord will grant me lottery winnings tomorrow.
Really?
Have faith.
Okay. All right.
Hopefully I won't get it.
but don't.
Do not test.
Do not test me, child.
Do not. Okay. Sorry, can I take that one back? All right. Oh, what's going to go on with this Daniel Penny trial?
It's not been going how we thought it should.
I cannot. I mean, and it's good that I heard other talking heads, I guess, a lot of them with legal backgrounds. Yeah. And they've said the same thing. They're like, you know, they're shocked. that deliberation went beyond a couple of hours, let alone we were like third day, or we went through the third day already yesterday. So that is a crazy one. And it is going to do a lot of damage moving forward to people who would normally be what we call Good Samaritans. Mm-hmm. They're not going to step out there now. Why would they? You risk a prison sentence. And you know what?
That's crazy.
I don't believe for a single minute that he ever intended to kill that man.
No, not a bit.
And when I refer to that man, it is this guy, Neely, who has a long criminal record and actually was still wanted on a warrant, but had to do with beating a woman, I think 67 years old, something like that.
Yeah.
On a subway platform, by the way, or on a subway.
But somehow he's a victim.
It is crazy, isn't it, that there was somebody, I don't know if it was Laura or, I think it was, last night on a Fox News channel. A little background on some of the rulings that that prosecutor has had, that woman prosecutor involved in the case.
Yeah.
And there was some thug who was similar, like he beat up an old man stealing from him when he was at the ATM, knocked him down and killed him.
Oh, my goodness.
And he got like a 10-year sentence when it called for like 15 to life or something. Yeah, and she was proud of that.
You're because the prosecutor.
Because the guy that committed the crime, who knows what kind of tough childhood he had and all that. It's the old bleeding heart. Like, yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah, you don't have to hold anybody accountable anymore.
That's not who you want as a prosecutor.
No. For both reasons, for that case and for the case that she's currently involved in.
Which apparently she is using no common sense whatsoever, the fact that it's even gone to trial.
Yes. So I think everybody with a modicum of intelligence or any... I mean, I watched Perry Mason, and I think that's all really the legal information you need in most cases.
That's better than law school these days.
But yeah, even... he'd be shocked by the fact that they are still deliberating. And she... From her standpoint, or from a legal standpoint, apparently, she... has done a very good job of trying to demonize this guy and, push the jury to convict. Police are searching to find a motive as manhunt for CEO's killer enters third day. That's the headline from Fox News, referring to the murder of that CEO, Brian Thompson, from United Healthcare. And investigators start small, focus on family in search for motive. And it sounds like it's kind of going along the same way. Look, there's two things. It has to do with his work, or it is a private matter, personal. Right. So, they're going to try to eliminate what they can on each side of that equation. But can you imagine when you're the CEO of a company that has millions of clients, deals in the hundreds of millions and actually billions of dollars? And one of the things that I thought was interesting, and if it's changed over the last few hours, I apologize, but the reward they were offering is like the typical Crime Stoppers, reward.
$10,000,
a homicide leading to arrest and whatever. $10,000, yeah. And I would have thought immediately United Healthcare would have stepped right up, or maybe even his family or somebody. The guy made $10.8 or $10.3 million last year. You think somebody would say, we got to make the award at least $100,000. You want people to come forward. I don't know. It's just there's going to be, I think there'll be a few things, a few odd things. This whole deny, depose, defend, left behind on the shell casings. That also is very similar to apparently a book that was anti-insurance company related that came out a few years back. You wonder, is this all to put the cops on a different trail than what the truth is? I don't know. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and touch base with Jeff. Good morning.
Hey, the unintended effect that the left is going to have, and let's see if Penny gets convicted first of something. If he gets off, it's no big deal. But if they convict him, they're going to embolden criminals once again by showing that good citizens won't be allowed to do anything when criminal activity is going on, just like gun safe zones. You're not allowed to have a gun. It creates an environment where you increase the criminality. God bless America.
Yeah, God bless you, Jeff.
He's right.
Yeah, who's gonna look? It's already. We already live in a world where most people are not gonna step out.
Can't get involved.
Of their safety zone. Yeah, can't get involved. I don't want to get dirty. I don't want to get hurt. And you can't blame them.
No.
Right? You can't. Don't have the expectations that everybody is a sheepdog and that they need to step out. Because for everybody who might step up like that, and that's a great thing, but what about their family? Mm-hmm. They might have a wife at home that's like, really? Thanks, dear. That's how much you think of us, that you are putting your life on the line because this homeless guy, this weirdo guy might attack somebody.
And now you're in prison?
Right.
Thank you
very dead.
Much. Yeah.
Or dead.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he does the right thing.
Right.
But he could end up in prison. So, yeah, the messages are definitely, they're going to be very clear that, you know, don't be a good Samaritan. It actually could cost you. And that is sad because we need more good people. We need more sheepdogs. We need more good Samaritans. Pete Hegseth getting some strong support from Republican voters. John Nolte op-ed, he said, although he's facing a coordinated smear campaign that's been ginned up by Democrats and the regime media, strong majority of Republican likely voters still support Pete Hegseth's nomination for Secretary of Defense. President-elect Donald Trump reaffirmed his support for Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth yesterday, posting on his account through social and an article slamming the Democrat attacks on him. He posted the op-ed piece by New York Post Miranda Devine entitled "Dems Attacks on the Intelligent, Articulate, and Patriotic Pete Hegseth Show Why They Lost. A Salute to Trump's Defense Secretary Pick." We'll see. It's 8:45. It's Friday. And you're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. Welcome. Yeah. It's going to be a great one. It is 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock, and there is a lot going on, including holiday food drive that will go on until December 14th. This is for local Alachua County schools. Drop-off points are Lincoln Middle School or Westwood Middle between 10 and 2. And the deadline, once again, for food is the 14th. Deadline for monetary contributions is the 17th. And then if you want to build a gingerbread house, and this is serious competition, but it's for a great cause, I want you to consider Build a House for the House. This is a fundraiser, raise money for the Ronald McDonald House, of which we are the what, Greg?
The official radio sponsor.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are a few tables left for this event, which takes place at the Alachua County Multipurpose Center in Alachua. It's Alachua.
Yeah.
Which happens to be in Alachua County.
What a coincidence.
I know. Interesting how that worked out.
And what are the odds the name of the building would actually have Alachua in it as well? It's crazy.
Well, it's actually Legacy Park Multipurpose Center,
yeah,
so I kind of messed the whole thing up. Thanks for pointing that out.
I'm here for you.
You are, with friends like you.
Hey, this is a cool event, and you know, you said competition. There's a lot of offices. You know, they get together, and they plan, and they have got a plan for their amazing gingerbread houses. So.
Yeah, you better bring some people who are...
got their game on.
Coordinated in this
yes.
area. Anyway, there's a few tables open. It could be great fun, like for your gang, your group, your friends, or maybe, you know, some people you work with. And what to expect? Pre-baked gingerbread house kits, assorted icing and candy for decorating, delicious lunch and drinks, and celebrating judges and exciting prizes. Well, there you go. What more do you need? Just do a search for Ronald McDonald House Gainesville, and you'll get the information for that event, and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Great show, guys. Just want to let everybody know that the Kingdom of the Sun Concert Band will be performing Christmas concerts this weekend at MTI in the auditorium, Saturday at 2, Sunday at 3. All concerts are free. Santa and Mrs. Claus will also be there. So come on out and have a good time. Thank you.
That is amazing. That shows the power of the Kingdom of the Sun when they can pull in Santa and Mrs. Claus during this very, very busy. It's their busy season.
Oh, they're working their tails off.
They're in high demand, and they got work to do.
Well, they like music, apparently.
Of course. Well,
Christmas music.
Kingdom of the Sun. Yeah. That's quality.
There you go.
Urban Meyer in the news.
Really?
It's a non-story, I guess.
Okay.
Well, somebody started a rumor that he was going to go back to Ohio State.
Oh, okay.
And take the place of their current coach, Ryan Day. And I don't have his record in front of me, but Ryan Day has done a fantastic job with Ohio State. And I'm not being snarky because you know I hate Ohio State, by the way.
It's subtle.
In a fun way.
Yes.
Not in a truly hateful way.
Right.
So, the rumor goes around. You know why the rumor goes around? Because Ryan Day's lost to arch enemy Michigan Wolverines 4 years in a row. Mm,
that hurts.
No, that's not good. No. Especially this year, Michigan doesn't have their best team. And Ohio State had a very good team. Until the Wolverines got the best of them on that particular Saturday. But anyway, the point here is nobody would ever let a coach go, I don't think, under similar circumstances. Beating your rival is very important. I don't want to diminish that. But his record is like overwhelmingly good outside of that rivalry. It's a fantastic record. So anyway, I wish the best for him. He is still the coach, as far as I know, and it was Urban Meyer's name that came up as a possible replacement, and he said, no, hex no. No, and let me just say one more time, no. No. Apparently, I get the feeling that Urban Meyer's not interested in the gig. He said, while I thoroughly enjoyed my 7 seasons as head coach at The Ohio State University, I have no interest in coaching again. I will always be a Buckeye and have full confidence in Ryan Day, his staff, and every player that puts on the scarlet and gray. Meyer hasn't coached at any level since the, you can't call it anything but disastrous, stint with the Jags, which he was fired 13 games into the season. And you remember, I met up with the coach in Jacksonville. I think it was Atlantic Beach. Neptune Beach. And I told him how he needs to work Timmy T into the program. And he didn't. And exactly what I thought would happen did. And he ended with a 2-11 record. Yeah. Yeah. All you had to do was listen. I wasn't asking you for money, Urban. Some use of the lake house occasionally. Clean up after myself.
Not a lot to ask.
That's it.
Not a lot to
quid
ask.
Pro quo.
Yeah.
You know, nothing more. Just, not even a consulting fee. I mean, if you have, some beer and pizzas in the fridge, that's okay. That's not bad either. But anyway, look, if he's banked any of his money, he didn't really need to coach. And Ryan Day's not doing a bad job. Yeah, the Wolverines kind of have his number for now. But we'll see. Oh, speaking of football, last night the Lions beat the Packers 34-31. A little bit of a nail biter there. Yeah, but the Lions took it home with a few seconds left, kicked a field goal for the game winner, and all I have to say is, roar! 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 Help me, Greg. Can you do it?
No, not at all.
Roar!
No.
It's a lion.
Yeah, I kind of picked up on that.
Picture like the MGM.
Roar! That's a great line.
It is a good line.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
That's classic.
Kind of line.
But yeah.
It's classic, yeah. It's iconic.
Oh, iconic line.
All right, my friends. Don't go anywhere. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up. Yep. More headlines, things that make you smile. It's all coming your way. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, wherever you normally get your podcasts. Just click subscribe. 97.3 The Sky.